morning, Rabbi.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Let's finish Shas together. Today's daf is daf Chaf Vav. This morning's learning is Le'ilei Nishmas of Imoria, Rav David Simon, Rav Yosef, as well as in the merit of a Refuah Shalema to all the Cholim, particularly Mordechai David Ben Nurit Hensha, should have a Refuah Shalema. We are on the bottom of Chaf Hamid Beis, four lines from the bottom. I'm going to mute everybody. Please feel free to unmute yourself if you have a question. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Ein Madlikin Bitsari. You're not allowed to light Shabbos candles with balsam, type of spice. My timer. Amarabim mitoksha reicho nodef. It has such a beautiful, strong, pungent smell. We are afraid if you use that on Shabbos, gzeira shami yistapik mimenu. Maybe you will take a little bit of the balsam oil out of your candle. It's so pleasant. We're afraid it's such a strong, pleasant smell. You'll take some of it out of the candle on Shabbos and anoint yourself with it, and you're going to violate mechabe. Because if you take oil out of a burning candle on Shabbos, that's a violation of extinguishing the fire. Amale Abaye, Lema Marbib Neshu Uf. Why'd you have to give the reason? Because that reason, the reason because it is such a strong, pungent smell. Maybe you should have given the reason because it's so flammable that it's dangerous to light Shabbos candles. Don't forget times of the Gemara, you had very small homes, and it's very dangerous to light with this type of thing. It's so flammable, it's easy to catch fire. As you can hear from the absolutely incredible story that the Gemara is going to say in one moment about this, about how flammable this balsam oil actually is. Answer the Gemara, you're right. Both reasons are true. Chada va'od ka'amar. Chadam neshu off. Number one, it's flammable. Va'od gzeira shem yistap menu. Also, it's so strong, pungent smell. Very special, beautiful smell. We're afraid people are going to take out of it on Shabbos and anoint themselves with it. Unbelievable story. Where did all the mother-in-law jokes in the world emanate from? Right here. This is it. Every mother-in-law joke in the world that you ever thought, this is the mother-in-law story to end all mother-in-law stories. Hahi chamsa dahavasana sanya leila kalasa. There was a certain mother-in-law who hated her daughter-in-law. Nobody's worthy enough for my son. That's what she felt. Nobody's good enough for my son. So there was a certain daughter-in-law that was hated by her mother-in-law. And her mother-in-law wanted to kill her. Pshuto kamashmo. Amrallah. So what did the mother-in-law do? How is she going to kill her daughter-in-law? Zili kachiv mishu defarasma. She said to the daughter-in-law, oh, I think it's such a beautiful, sweet-smelling balsam oil. Go anoint yourself. Put on some perfume. Put on some balsam oil. It's very flammable. Azlav ikshit. So she dutifully listened to her mother-in-law. She put on the balsam oil. Kiasis amrallah zil isli shraga. Okay. Now I want you to, while you have this balsam oil over you, I want you to go light the candles. Go light the candles. Now, balsam oil is very sweet smelling, and it's also very flammable. Azla asla shraga. So she dutifully went to light the candles like her mother-in-law said to do. In pachba nura v'achalta. Well, she caught fire, and she was burnt up. So if you ever have daughter-in-law problems, now you know what you can do. Let's continue. Umidalus ha'aretz hishin Nebuzaradan rav tabachim lekarmim uliyogvim. Even though Nebuzaradan, who was the Babylonian general who destroyed Eretz Yisrael and destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, but he left a few Jews in the land of Israel because there were certain things that only the Jews could do. So he left some people. They were karmim and yogvim. Simple pshat means they collected grapes and they made wine. They trampled the grapes. But that's, the Gemara says that's not really what it means. Others said it doesn't mean that. What does it mean? Karmim, Tanur of Yosef, Elam Malakte Afarsimon. They collected the balsam. Me'en Gedi Vad Ramasa. They had a special ability to know where the balsam was and how to collect it. Yogvim El Tzayod Chilazon. They knew how to hunt the Chilazon fish. And apparently Nebuzaradan wanted the Tchelas for his empire. He wanted to have the fancy government robes made out of tchelas, so he needed the Jews who knew how to trap the tchelas. And where they get it from? I think the guys who produce the tchelas nowadays, they put a lot of stock in this Gemara because they found this Murex trunculus. They found it in this location,
in the north. Misulamos shel tsar v'ad Haifa, from Tyre, which is a city in Lebanon, to Haifa, up in the north. That's where they found it, off the Mediterranean. Misulamos shel tsar, from the high path in near Tyre v'ad Haifa. Tarabanan. Okay. Ein madlikin b'tevel tamei b'chol. You're not allowed to light candles, even on a weekday. You're not allowed to benefit from tevel, that stuff that Trumas and Mises has been taken off of it. Tame. Ve'in tzarech lomer b'Shabbos. Kal v'chomer, you can't do it on Shabbos. Kayotzi bo. Ein madlikin b'neft lavan b'chol. This white gas. Ve'in tzarech lomer b'Shabbos. Kal v'chomer, you can't do it on Shabbos. Now, this is obviously for two different reasons. The tevel is because you can't get benefit from it. And the neft is because it's very, very flammable. Says, I get it. Gas is flammable. I will tevel tame my time. Why are you not allowed to use tevel tame? Amar kra. Pasuk says, it's in the plural. True mosa, you have to watch over your true mos. It's talking about both truma tahora and truma tameya. Ma truma tahora ein lecha ba'el mishas haram ve'elach. Just like the kohen is only allowed to benefit from truma tahora after it's been mufrash, after you mafrish the truma from the tevel, af truma tameya ein lecha ba'el mishas haram ve'elach. So too, truma tameya you could only benefit from after it's been separated. However, right, we saw before that it's mutter to be nana from truma tameya, but that's only once it's been separated. While it's tevel, you may not, even the kohen is not allowed to benefit from the tevel tamea prior to it being mufrash. Gufa. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer. Ein madlikin bitzari. You're not allowed to light from balsam. V'chein hayu Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer. Tzari, eino el asraf, hanotef me'atzei aktaf. Like we say in Pitam Haktoras. Tzari, this balsam is a sap that comes from a type of tree. And it's not a oil that comes out of a fruit, it comes out of a tree. And since it comes out of a tree, it's no good. It's not going to light well. So therefore, Ein Madlikin Bitsari. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, you're not allowed to use the tree to light, it's not going to light well. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Kol Ayotim in Eitz Ein Madlikin Bo. He expands it to anything that comes out of a tree, you can't light, it needs to be a fruit. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Kol Ayotim in Eitz Ein Madlikin Bo. It's got to be a fruit, but not even fish oil or nuts or anything that comes from a tree. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Ein Madlikin Bo Shem Zayis Bilvad. Rabbi Tarfon says only olive oil. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Raglav Omer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, remember that name. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri got up on his feet and said, what? Only Shem and Zayis? Rabbi Tarfon, really? What are you going to do for 90% of the Jews that don't have access to Shem and Zayis, at least in the times of the Gemara? Amar Rabbi Omer. Mayasu Anshei Babel She'en Lahem. The people of Babel don't have Elishem and Shumshim, and all they have is sesame oil. Mayasu Anshei Madai, the Medites. She'en Lahem Elishem and Egozim. They just have nuts, nut oil. Mayasu Anshei Alexandria. She'en Lahem Elishem and Sinonas. They only have radish oil. Mayasu Anshei Kaputkia. She'en Lahem Lokach Velokach. Ela Neft. All they have is gas. So what are they going to do? Not light Shabbos candles. Ela. Ein Lechelamash Amru Chachamim Ein Madlikin. It's enough with what it says in the Mishnah of what you're not allowed to be madlik. Don't add stuff to that. Everything else is okay. So Tanakam Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says Ein Lechelamash Amru Chachamim Ein Madlikin. But other oils are fine. Umadlikim Mishem and Dagim. And even fish oil is okay. Even though it seems to be like Chelev, which the Mishnah says is Usser. But nevertheless, it's okay. Ube Itron. And he thinks even pitch, even tar, is okay. It's only Usser, that which came from what the Mishnah originally said, is Usser. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri, meaning that the type of wick or oil, it doesn't light well. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Omer, Madlikin Bishemin Pakuos Uvaneft. So there's a major machlokas we shown what Rabbi Shimon Shizuri holds over here. Is it only Pakuos or Neft, or even Pakuos or Neft? Take a look at Tosus. Rabbi Shimon Shizuri Omer, Madlikin Bishemin Pakuos Uvaneft. It's the 5th Tosus on the page. Kasha L'Rashba, Ma Ba Lomer Rabbi Shimon Shizuri. What's he coming to teach us? The Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Nami Madlik Ben. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri also said you're allowed to use this. He said you're allowed to use anything except for that which the Mishnah explicitly states you can't use. And the Mishnah never says anything about Pakos and Neft. So why in the world would you say it's a problem? So what's he adding? Oh, the Neft Machshir behead you, Rabbi Yochanan. Neft, he explicitly states, is okay. I'll look at the last line. Well, maybe the right gear says, Rabbi Shimon Judah says, Ein madlikin b'shem pakos. Okay, that might make more sense, Tosa. It's very difficult to understand the line otherwise. Somchus omer, kol ayotzim in abasar, anything that comes out of flesh, like fat, chelev, Ein madlikin bo, ela b'shemen dogim. The only type of animal fat that you're allowed to use is fish. Says Gemara, that's the same as Rabbi Yochanan. Answers Gemara, Sumchas Hayin Tam, it's the same as Yochanan Ben Uri, who said you could use anything, and even Shemen Dagim. So what's the difference? It could be Nayu, the Rav Brona Amarav. The difference is, like we saw earlier, Rav Brona Amarav, who introduced the idea that even if you have a mostly animal fat, but you introduce a little bit of kosher olive oil to it, would that work? So that's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri and Sumchus. Yeah, who says what? Says the Gemara, I don't know. It's not clear which opinion would be Machmir about this Shiloh, which opinion would be Mekel. One of them would be Machmir, one of them would be Mekel. We're not sure which one, but that would be the difference. Fine. Let's continue. Okay, so we're done with the oils now. And now we have a whole new topic to discuss. And this whole new topic is going to be the topic of... This whole new topic is the topic of... And I know you're really excited to learn about this. Tzaras on your begadim. This is what we woke up early this morning to learn about. Tzaras on your begadim. What size of a beged is the minimum shear beged that you chayav tzaras on and other tumas? Let's say tumas shiratzim, other tumas. Is it 3 fingers? Here we go, 3 by 3 etzbos. That's shalosh al shalosh. Is that the minimum shear? Or is it 3 tvachim? Shlosha al shlosha. 3 by 3 tvachim. Or does it have to be a full garment? So let's see. That's what we're going to talk about over here. Says the Gemara. This is going to talk about what is the type of garment? Oh, but there's one very relevant halacha. No, some of us were makbet to wear racing stripe tzitzis. Right? Racing stripes. Tzitzis are the racing stripes. Like the woolen, the wool tzitzis. Right? The Mishnah Berurah says that one should be machmir to wear woolen tzitzis. Because the definition of a beged in the Torah is only something made out of tzemer or fishtim. Only something made out of wool or linen. So we're going to talk about that as well. What's considered a beged as far as the Torah's definition? Oh. Now, what's this doing over here in the Gemara? Because we just talked that something that comes out of a tree is not considered to be a good wick, according to some, and or a good oil. Any type of sap that comes out of a tree has now got to come out of a fruit. So similarly, we're talking about whether things that come out of a tree can consider to be a good beged. Is that considered to be a legit beged? If you weave something out of bark from a tree, is that a good beged? Let's see. So, tumas negayim is one thing we're going to learn about. And also, tuma that comes about by touching something tame, like you touch the beged of a mace or a dead bug or something else. Those are the two topics. Says the Gemara. Tanya. We learned in a brisa. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, "Kol ayotim in a eitz, anything that comes out of a tree, ein bo mishum shalosh al shalosh, does not contract tuma. If you weave something that comes out of a tree, I guess you take the bark or something and you weave it into a small little something like a basket or something. So it does not have tumas the garment. It's not considered to be a garment." Of 3 by 3 etzbos. The Gemara is going to present a dispute shortly whether this means it doesn't have tumah at all or 3 by 3 etzbos is not enough. You need 3 by 3 tefachim. That's going to be 2 opinions of the Gemara in a moment. But Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, Kol hayotzi min ha'etz ein bo mishum shalosh al shalosh. And the other collateral is, since it's not considered to be mekabel tumeh, it's good for schach in a sukkah. Because anything that's not mekabel tumeh is kosher a schach.
So since this is not mekabel tumas negoyim, therefore it could be used for schach. Chutz mi pishtan. The only exception to this rule is flax, even though flax is technically considered to be a tree. The Torah calls it an eitz. We're going to learn later on in Chav Zayin, tomorrow's daf, that even though, technically speaking, it's considered a plant, but the Torah calls it a tree. So except for flax, that's the exception, that you would be metame, a 3x3 garment made out of flax, and you cannot use flax for schach, because it is mekabel tumas negoyim. Flax. That's Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Now, the Gemara wants to understand his opinion. Amar Abaye. So Abaye and Rabbi have two different ways of understanding it. Amar Abaye. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. V'tana devei Rabbi Yishmael amru davar echad. Abaye says, Rabbi Shimon Elazar and Tana devei Rabbi Yishmael are both in agreement. What do you mean? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar ha'ad amaran. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, we just said his opinion. What's his opinion? We just said that anything that comes out of a tree is not mekabel tuma 3 fingers by 3 fingers. And Abaye says it means, Abaye understands that his opinion is, it's not mekabel tuma at all. It's not mekabel tuma at all. Even if you had 100 by 100, it's also not mekabel tuma. And also he understands that it's not only, we'll see in a second. We're going to see in a minute that it's not only that anything that comes out of a tree is not mekabel tuma, but you're going to see in a moment that he's going to say anything, even something made out of, let's say, feathers of goat feathers also is not mekabel tuma, because he holds only wool and linen. He's going to hold only a garment made out of wool and linen. That's the Torah's definition of a garment. And therefore, that's going to be the only garment that's going to be mekabel tuma. That's Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Tana devei Rabbi Yishmael maihi. So who's the Tana devei Rabbi Yishmael that agrees to this? The Tana devei Rabbi Yishmael, we learned in the basement of Rabbi Yishmael, hol v'nemra begodim batorah stam. There are many parshas in the Torah that it just refers to the word beged. It doesn't tell you what type of beged is talking about. But there's one place, by nige begodim, by the tsaras of the garments. That's one place by tsaras of the garments. That's one place that the Torah says, tsemeru pishtim, only wool and linen. By nige begodim, the Torah explicitly states, tsemeru pishtim. And we have a rule. We said it this morning. Klalu prat. The Torah says, "V'habeged ki ebo neged tzaras," and then it says, "Bebeged semer, bebeged pishtim." First, it just says beged stam klal. Then it tells you what kind of beged am I talking about? Only wool and linen. So we see tumas negayim is only no egg with wool or linen, and we learn that out now a binyan av. If the Torah here explicitly states that the definition of a garment, the Torah's definition is only wool and linen, ma'ala halon, just like by nige begodim, it's tzemeru pishtim, afkol, so to any beged, is only made out of tzemer and pishtim. Binyan av. Ah. So we see that only a beged tzemer, a beged pishtim, is mekabel tuma. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar agrees to Tana devei Rabbi Yishmael that only a beged from tzemer or pishtim is mekabel tuma. Now Rava disagrees with Abaye. Rava says you misunderstood. You misunderstood Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rava Amar, no. Rava says no. Shlosha al shlosha bishar begadim ikabinayu. There's a difference between Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's opinion and Tana devei Rabbi Yishmael. The difference is going to be, what about Tumas Maga? Tumas Maga by a Beged that's three Tfachim. Don't be confused in Shalosh al Shalosh and Shlosh al Shlosha. Shalosh al Shalosh is Etzbaos. But Shlosh al Shlosha is Tfachim. Etzba apparently is Nekeva and Tefach is Zachar. So Shalosh al Shlosha Bishar Begadim. No, 3 by 3. To be Mekabel Tumas Maga by 3 Tfachim, by other Begadim. That's going to be the difference between Rabbi Shimon Elazar and Tanu de Rei Rashmo. How do we know this? The Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Islay. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, yeah, it's true. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, he holds that's only the when he said that that Pishtim, when Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said. Chutz mi pishtan, kol ayotzim ben eitz, ein bo mishum shalosh al shalosh. It doesn't have 3 by 3, yeah, it doesn't have 3 by 3, but it does have 3 tfachim by 3 tfachim. So Abai understood it doesn't have 3 by 3 means it doesn't have any tuma. Abai understood if it's not samaru pishtim, it has 0 tuma, no kabbalah's tuma. But Rava did not understand Rabbi Shimon Elazar that way. He said, when Rabbi Shimon Elazar said it doesn't have anything that's not Samaru Pishtim, doesn't have 3 shalosh al shalosh, it means, yeah, it doesn't have shalosh al shalosh, but it could be Makaba. It doesn't have Tomas Negoim b'shalosh al shalosh, but it could have Tomas Maga b'shalosh al shalosha. Let's see. Ulatana Devi Rabbi Yishmael. Right, and the reason, the difference between shalosh al shalosh, we're going to see in the Gemara in a moment. The difference between shalosh al shalosh and shlosh al shlosha, shalosh al shalosh is roi only for aniyim to use. Only an ani would use such a small little thing. But shlosh al shlosha is roi gam laniyim gam lashirim. So Rava says even Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar would agree that if it's shlosh al shlosha, a beged, even not made of wool and linen, a different kind of a beged, and shlosh al shlosha would be makam al tumas maga. Let's see. Well, the Tanu Rabbi Shmuel leslay, but Tanu Rabbi Shmuel holds no. That only wool and linen, even with a sheer gadol, even shlosha shlosha, you would not be makabel tuma. Only wool and linen, says the Gemara. De kulei alma mihas. Nevertheless, everyone agrees. Bein la bai, bein la rava, bein la Rabbi Shim, Rabbi Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, bein la Shim galor, bein la de kulei was shalosh al shalosh, but semru fishtim etamid bin agun. Everyone agrees that wool and linen, 3 fingers by 3 fingers, would be makabel tumas negoim. Everyone agrees to that. Minalan, what's the source of that? Desanya beged. If it would have just said beged, ein li ela beged, I might have thought it's only a whole garment, like a whole shirt, or a whole pair of pants, or a whole undershirt, or your underwear, whatever. I might have thought only a whole beged. Shalosh al shalosh minayin. And how do you know that even a small little piece of a beged, 3 fingers by 3 fingers, also is Makabal Tumas the Garm? Where do you learn that from? Shalosh al Shalosh Minayim. Talmud Lomar, Veha Beged. The extra Vav and the extra Hey. Interesting. The Gemara in Sota says that Rabbi Shmuel never darshans extra Vavs. So in the Mitzvah Eisen says, hey, yeah, that's just by a Vav by itself. But here it's a Vav and a Hey. So vav and extra vav and a hey, so that he does dashin. Viha beged. So that comes to include another beged. What does it come to include? Even shalosh al shalosh. Asks the Gemara, ve'im al-rabot shlosh al shlosh. Why are you saying it's coming to include such a big chiddush to say even a 3 finger by 3 finger beged is mekabel tumas negoim? Maybe it needs to be a 3 tefach by a 3 tefach beged. Maybe that's what it's coming to. This is not a whole beged. Even if it's not a whole beged, but it's got to be 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. What's the difference? Because that would be raw even for Ashirim. Just because something's raw just for Anim, how do you know that makes it considered to be a beged even for Ashirim? Maybe you should have to have a beged that most people in the world would qualify as a beged. Maybe that's what the pasuk's including. Ve'ema l'rabo shlosh al shlosh. It says the Gemara, you don't need a pasuk to teach me shlosh al shlosh is makabel tumas negoim. Hashto Shasiva Ariv. If you have the string of the whoop and the string of the woof and the whoop, the warp, right? The woof and the warp, which is which? The Shasi and the Ariv. So one of them is the lengthwise strings in a weave, and the other one is the widthwise strings of the weave. The whoop and the warp. I assume the whoop is the lengthwise and the warp is the widthwise. So there, just the string by itself, we know is Mekabel Tumah. The Torah says explicitly, the Shesi and the Ariv. So if you have just the string itself before it's woven at all, is Mekabel Tumah. Hashta Shesi v'Ariv. Just the Shesi and the Ariv, which you have enough, that itself is Metame B'Negayim. So shlosha mibayi. So three tefachim by three tefachim is a kav chomer. Says the Gemara, yeah, well, three tefachim by three tefachim is a kav chomer, but three fingers by three fingers would also be a kav chomer. Yachi shalosh al shalosh nami leise a kav chomer. That's also more significant than just the strings of shasi v'ariv. And so the Gemara, ella shlosha. So the Gemara says it's a svara. Shlosha, it's not a drasha. If it's a drasha, you could have learned that three fingers by three fingers just like the Kavachom, you could have learned that both. Ella, shlosha, the chazu bein lashirim bein la'aniyim, asi b'kavachomer. No, three tfachim by three tfachim, which is fit both for wealthy people and poor people, so that you can learn that from a kavachom from Shasi Varv. Shalosh, but a tiny little garment of three fingers by three fingers, la'aniyim u'dechazim, it's only roi for a poor person. La'ashirim lo'chazim, it's not roi for a rich person, and he doesn't consider it to be significant. And therefore, lo asi v'kavachomer. And therefore, you can't learn that from the kavachomer. It's the time of the kasvekra. Holo kasvekra, lo garmina v'kavachomer. So that's what's learned out of the pasuk. Asks the Gemara, ve'ema l'rabos, shlosha bishar begodim. Says the Gemara, how do you know it's coming to include three tefachim by, three fingers by three fingers, by Tzemer Fishtim, maybe it's coming to include three tfachim by other begadim, not Tzemer Fishtim. Meaning that they generally have Tumas, that they also have Tumas Negayim. Answers the Gemara, Makra, Beged Tzemer Fishtim. Right? Davar shehaya b'chlal v'yotzim min ha'chlal l'lamei, lo l'lamei l'atzim yotza, elo l'lamei l'chlal kul yotza. Beged tzemru fishtim in, midi achrina lo, right? It was also, it said beged in general, then it specified tzemru fishtim. So, beged tzemru fishtim in, midi achrina lo, only beged tzemru fishtim is considered in Tumas Negayim, even with a bigger shear. Ask the Gemara, no. Ve'ema ki imut mishalosh al shalosh. Maybe the pasuk of Tzemru Fishtim is just coming to exclude three fingers by three fingers by other garments. Avo shlosha al shlosha mitame. But maybe three tfachim by three tfachim would be mitame by other garments. Answer the Gemara, you have two miutim. Tre miutik sive. Beged semer o bebeged pishtim. Torah says it twice. Beged semer o bebeged pishtim. The Torah says it twice. The beginning of the parasha says, like we said earlier, about beged yebo negat saras, beged saras, beged pishtim. And the end of the parasha says, zos torah negat saras, beged at semer o pishtim. It says it in the beginning and it says it again in the end. Chad limute shalosh al shalosh. One comes to exclude other garments three fingers by three fingers. The chad limute mishlosh al shlosha. And one comes to exclude even three tfachim by three tfachim. Even three tfachim by three tfachim. Now, okay, so I think we probably should stop here. because this is already going to go on to a whole nother story. It's part of the same story, but it basically goes like halfway down the next daf. So I think we could save that for tomorrow. Okay, gentlemen, it's been real. Everyone should have a enjoyable, healthy, safe day tomorrow morning. Same bat time, same bat channel, 7:30 in the morning. Thank you for joining.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Have a great day.
Have a good day. Have a healthy, safe day.
Amen.